But now it's my pleasure to introduce the defending champion, Gene Sowers, playing in his fifth U.S. Senior Open, the runner-up in 2014, and of course the winner last year at Scioto. And Gene, my first question for you is, what's the coolest thing you did with the Senior Open trophy over the past year?
Well, I guess the coolest thing probably would be to take it down there to Mr. Trump, down there at Palm Beach, Trump's place down there. And so he got to hold it a few times, and he loved it. I got some pictures with him and stuff like that. But that's probably one of the coolest things, you know. Of course, I did drink a bottle of wine out of it, too. I don't know if I need to say that or not. But, but no, it's been all around Savannah, all the different clubs in Savannah and Palm Beach and Florida and Jupiter and all that. So it's been around. And it sure was a nice decorative piece in my middle of my foyer right there. When everybody came in, that's what they saw.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your time in Savannah, being from Georgia, but you do have a connection to this area. Can you talk a little bit about your first win, your first professional win, and then your journey being a Celtics fan?
Like I say, it's 1986, the Bank of Boston Classic there in Sutton, Mass. And yeah, you were there, right? Yeah, Dave. And I beat Blaine McAllister in a playoff, and that was my first win. I was 23, 24 years old, I think. And it was awesome, you know, being – and then the next year – of course, you know, the Boston Celtics were in game four, and I got tickets to game four and flew my dad up, and he's been a Boston Celtic fan since I was a little boy, and that's how I got into it. Of course, you know the socks I got there at media day, the Larry Bird socks. But flying my dad up and taking him to the Garden was really special, and that's part of the, you know, that win in 86.
And then when you were up here for preview day, you played a practice round with a couple other Boston legends, Steven Guskowski, Patriots kicker,
right,
and Ray Bourque, longtime Bruins defenseman. Talk about that experience playing with those guys, and saw you had a Red Sox hat on that day as well when you were playing.
That's right. I still got it. I guess I'm going to have to wear it Thursday. All right. But, no, playing with those two guys, those two legends, you know, it was awesome. Well, Steve's still kicking, and both of them got great swings, you know. Of course, Ray's got that hockey swing, but he hits it, pounds it out there pretty good, but it was a pleasure meeting those two guys and playing golf with those guys. And, you know, we had a good time that day. Of course, it was 50 degrees and raining and cool, but other than that, it was a blast. And plus, I got to see the golf course a little bit. And like I say, it's a demanding golf course from around the greens. You know, hitting the ball, it's not as severe and not as tough, maybe, but I haven't seen it since, you know, in 5 or 6 weeks, so I'm sure the rough has grown up a little bit. But tee to green, it's not that really difficult. Just getting around those greens is going to be the true test. So it's going to be a good putting and chipping contest this week.
All right, well, let's open up some questions. If you have a question for Gene, we have microphones, Jess and Jeff. We'll bring them around. Question over here on the left.
Hey, Gene. Through everything that you'd been through over the last few years, what did that mean winning for you last year? And, you know, start off with that, I guess.
You know, I never thought I'd be playing golf again, much less be sitting up here talking to you. You know, I had a 25% survival rate with Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and I didn't touch a golf club for 7 years. And to come back and to play with the caliber of players that I grew up playing with, you know, it's pretty amazing. Knowing that, you know, I guess, you know, some people say that, you know, it's like riding a bike, but of course it's a lot tougher than that. You know, hitting the golf ball when I came back from those 7 years wasn't so bad, but just the chipping and putting, the bunker game, and the long bunker shots, you know, that part of the game, the short game was the most difficult. I'm still learning, and you know, like I said, those last 2 weeks in the hospital, all I did was just picture the golf swing in my mind, and I think that mentally prepared me for when I first played the first round 3 months after the hospital and shot 71. It's pretty amazing with a new set of clubs and drivers and ball, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it's pretty amazing for me to be here and to be a major championship.
How do you picture shots in your mind when you're sitting in the hospital like that? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
You know, just from years past, you know, I played the regular tour for 20 years and all I did was kind of just picture myself on the driving range and just turn, and of course, you know, I'm reading a lot in my hospital bed. I didn't get out of bed for 5 weeks, and so I couldn't do too much. Watch a lot of videos and all that kind of stuff with the golf swing, and that's what I kind of tweaked a few things in my mind. I used to when I take the club back, I used to raise up a lot and I kind of eliminate. I might raise up a little bit more, but I eliminate three quarters of that, and that was probably one of my downfalls of my swing. Because when you come back up, you gotta get back down in that same spot. If you're not in that same spot again when you hit the ball, it's gonna go either direction. So I kind of just maybe just mentally thought about that of turning and trying to stay level, but it worked. You know, I shot 71 the first time I came back, birdied three of the last three holes, and it was pretty amazing. And 100 degree heat, and of course I was still kind of weak. You know, when I first got out of the hospital, I couldn't hit a pitching wedge here to Dave. I mean, my skin was all tight, and I had to, every morning, my right arm was just stuck like this. I had to push it out in order to stretch this skin, you know, in order to get moving up and come back down to the ball. But it's pretty amazing, you know. I saw my body deteriorate, and I saw it come back to life, and I know the good Lord is looking after me. Yeah.
Let's go to Pete over here in the center.
Gene, given the description of your comeback, do you have a feeling of when you go to a certain part of the country that maybe internally you gear in a little bit and you've got a good feeling about New England? Does that bring back good feelings again?
It does. You know, I remember winning in 86. It was cold that day and a little breezy, and this is kind of the weather. I don't know what it was like the last week here, but I'm usually not a cold weather player. I love the heat because I'm from the South, and the heat doesn't bother me. My wife always tells me, "Oh, don't throw Gene Sowers in the briar patch." You know, just kind of kidding around it, you know, because I love the heat. And like in '84, and at Scioto, Columbus. I mean, in Oklahoma City, where we lost in Oak Tree, and it was hot that day, 100 degrees, and there's like a blow dryer right in your face. And you know, I tend to play better in the heat, but. Coming back here brings back memories, and I don't know what it is. I just kind of feel comfortable in this part of the world.
Dave, right here in the center.
Yeah, Gene, you talked about short game maybe lagging behind full swing and so forth, but you made a great up and down last year at Scioto to win, and I wonder if that was maybe the biggest par save of your career.
I think so. You know, I've worked with a buddy of mine, Jack Hall, back home, and he's been kind of helping me out these last few years, and we worked a little bit on chipping, and that's when I said going into that chip, you know, I said just tend like you're back home at Savannah Golf Club and just go ahead and chip like he taught you, and I hit a pretty good chip. That's a little bit short, was about 4 or 5 feet, so I had to struggle on that last putt, but that last putt, you know, I had the same putt 2 years prior to that at Oak Tree. It made a little bit longer, and I hit a great putt and lipped out for regulation to win there. But I told myself, I said, well, it's like my buddies always told me, either you go make it or miss it. So that was my last thought going into that putt. I said, you know, I'll just line it up. Hey, I'm going to make it or miss it. One or two, just go ahead and put the best stroke on it as you can, and it went in dead center, and it was relief.
I'm curious how much you enjoyed Erin Hills, even though it was long and hard, but you got a chance to play in another U.S. Open. What was that like?
Right. It was fine. I think the golf course was fair. You know, it was long. I don't think it was as hard and firm as they wanted it to be. We got a lot of rain that week. You know, I hit the ball decent. I only missed two fairways, but the putting was bad for me. I had 6-3 putts in 2 days, and I just couldn't get the speed down. I don't know why. Just maybe with the nerves or confidence or what, but just wish I'd have putted better. But the golf course was great. You know, just a little long for me. I hit a lot of 3-irons and 4-irons and hybrids in the par fours. Number 10, I couldn't get to the second day. Of course, I hit it in the first cut. And if I hit the fairway, I'd probably had to hit 3-wood. And I don't know if I could. I was like 245 to the pin, I think. It was a long way for me, long golf course for me. But if it was a little harder and firmer, maybe I might have done better. But the putting is what killed me. But it was a great golf course.
Jan, over here on the left.
I know you were working on replacing your driver at Erin Hills. Did you ever do that? Did you ever get comfortable with something? And is that a factor here? Is that something you're still trying to figure out?
Well, that's one of my stronger points, I think, in my game, is I hit a lot of fairways and a lot of greens. And, no, I have not found another driver yet. I used a Callaway driver that week. Used a TaylorMade the last couple of weeks. And Brian got me on the back of the range, and there's 3 or 4 reps out there. I'm trying all kind of different drivers this week. I'm going to go out and play with a new one today in the practice round, that vertical groove one. And maybe that's the answer. I don't know. I've been my driver cracked in Birmingham as an M2 TaylorMade, and I have not found a replacement. I put the same shaft, and the TaylorMade guy gave me a same head, but they all just feel different to me, and it's hard to find one right now.
How long did you play with that particular driver?
2 years. So it was kind of just, it was like my baby. All I had to do was line it up and swing at it. And it was going pretty much where I wanted it to go most of the time. And now I'm struggling to try to, I'm fighting right and left. You know, last week I was playing pretty good, and I made a triple bogey on the shortest hole on the golf course. And I tried to hit a hard driver, and I blocked it way right, sliced it 20, 30 yards into stuff. And, you know, that's usually not me. It could be a little bit mental too. Yeah, it is, because I'm just not comfortable with it. Yeah.
Any other questions for Gene?
Dan. I don't mean to dominate the microphone.
It's all right.
You said you were struggling with your putter. What are the things you did when you go through that? I mean, how do you get out of that? In the past, how have you gotten out?
Practice more at it. You know, sometimes you don't practice a lot putting. You know, you're bending over there for 15, 20 minutes, your lower back starts hurting you and you kind of quit. But there's a few drills that I do. You know, put two tees in between the putter, just barely enough for the putter to fit through. You know, of course, I don't, you know, not doing this, trying to get it straight back and straight through. And that and a chalk line, just to get my eyes going in the right direction, I think. That's two of the main things that I practice on. Different putters and stuff. I do a little bit, but I know it's not the putter. And I've putted great with it. I've used this two ball Odyssey putter, and I've putted great with it. I won with it last year. So it's not the putter. Sometimes I hate changing the grips. You know, sometimes you don't get it on just right. And then sometimes it feels open or closed. You got to get that thing on just right. And Jeff's been a good, he's the Odyssey rep out here, and he's the only one I like to put the grip on for me. If I go home and change the grip, my buddy puts it on hooked all the time, I never can do it. But he does a good job. It's just, I know it's not the putter.
Let's go to Pete here in the middle.
Gene, you got three practice days. Do you usually play three 18-hole rounds, or you just kind of play it by ear and then tinker with what you need to tinker with based on all the comments you just made?
Right. Well, I got in last night. I had to play in a pro-am in Virginia yesterday, so I'm going to play today, and I got a tee time tomorrow. I'm going to see what happens today about this rain and stuff. Hopefully I get all 18 in. But I think if I could find me a driver and feel comfortable with it, I'm going to probably have to work on my putting and chipping, because I think that's where the winners will come out this week.
Go to Brian here in the back left.
Gene, you've spoken before about, since we're in Boston, that Larry Bird's your favorite athlete. What about him that you admired? And then did you take anything from his career and applied it to your golfing career?
I played basketball when I was a kid. I played football, basketball, and golf growing up. You can imagine me playing. I was a halfback in high school. Imagine all 125, 30 pounds of me. But I was fast. But just watching him come down the court and shooting up, you know, them three-pointers and all of the talent that he had, I kind of took that in when I was playing in high school. And, you know, it was just in my dad, that was one of his favorite players, so he just kind of took me under his wing, and I watched that. And, you know, I know I guess he kind of worked pretty hard at it, and that's something that I did. You know, my dad put up basketball goals in my yard, and then I'd got to go to practice every day and work hard on my shooting and technique and everything. And it's just a thrill to be there in that game four. I think they lost by 2 points. I think that was when Magic Johnson did a, you know, like a, right there the last few seconds to beat them by one or two. But just, I don't know, just, you know, I'm lost for words here. Anyway.
Any other questions for Gene? All right, Gene Sowers, 752 off the 10th tee on Thursday. Best of luck this week.